T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A new jobs report today indicated job growth that was slower than expected, but that sure didn't hurt the stock market. The Dow was up 261 points, finishing off its best week since November. S&P up 30, the NASDAQ up 126 points today. Let's talk about the jobs report and the fallout with Yahoo Finance reporter Alexis Christophorus, who is on our newsline. Alexis, what were the projections and what did we actually see from this jobs report?
Well, you know, it's funny, Steve, if you look at where the numbers ended up today, you say, how could this be possible? We did not get a great jobs report. Why is the market reacting what seemingly irrational? And I'll explain in a moment. But the bad news is that the economy added just 75,000 jobs in May. Wall Street was expecting 185,000, and it's a lot lower than the 224,000 that we added in April. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.6%. That's a 49-year low, so we've got a very tight labor market. And wages didn't move up very much. You know, companies are still being pretty stingy here, and it looked like average hourly wages rose just 6 cents an hour, and year over year, that's up just 3.1%, not even keeping pace with inflation. If you account for inflation, Steve, it looks like we got a 1.1% raise. But the correlation here is why stocks rallied is because this weak jobs report was actually good news for investors, because they are betting that it all but guarantees a rate cut from the Federal Reserve as early as this summer, so that that rate cut by the Fed could help boost the economy, because we are starting to see things slowing down. The sky isn't falling, but things are starting to slow down.
Could this be an aberration, or do you think that this disappointing report's the real deal?
A number of economists I spoke to today believe it's the real deal. They see that the trend is for a slowing economy. You know, you can't have 200,000-plus jobs added each month. It's just not sustainable. And what we saw with this report was that the previous 2 months' reports were revised downward. So the economy is still expanding, and jobs are still being added, just not as robustly. And I guess the bad news is middle-class folks and lower-income people are not benefiting as much, because wages are not keeping up.
You know, I don't know if you can answer this in 30 seconds, but I think a lot of people wonder. We always hear these projections of 185,000 jobs, and it turns out to be 75. Who are these experts, and why do they always seem to be wrong?
Sometimes they get it right, Steve, but these are economists, people who also work for the Labor Department, who are, you know, taking a look at, they're always looking at the trends, and they're looking at business investment and they're talking to companies to see how many jobs they project themselves to be adding over the next few months. And, you know, the disappointing thing is manufacturing and construction jobs didn't grow very much, and you can bet healthcare jobs are one of the bright spots. So it's a spotty job market. It's a tight labor market. I guess the good news is if you're looking for a job, you can probably get one in this market.
Alexis Christophorus with Yahoo Finance. Always great to talk with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.